dreaming and the scheming is history colliding with the soul and the showbiz. Don't say much for a touchdown celebration. Running out the tunnel on a 100-foot elevator, racing through the scene like a drop of gasoline through a 427 in a Ford Galaxy.
Have a new album out, and that's a song I think they originally did back in 2000, but that's, I believe, a new version of it. Love of a Girl by the Avett Brothers here on Radio 9. These Edmonton Oilers do indeed have 5 Stanley Cups. Those, of course, were the Wayne Gretzky, Paul Coffey years in the 80s and 90s, but they don't have one since then. Florida Panthers have none. The last team to come back from a 3-0 deficit in the Stanley Cup Finals. Well, you have to go back to 1942. Toronto Maple Leafs were down 0-3 and came back to win it all.
Radio 9.
Don't touch that dial.
Music. I saw her standing on the corner.
Look at there.
Look at there.
Younger. Younger. Tell me what it is. Younger. I can't get you out of my mind. I took one look and I was fractured.
What's your name?
Younger. 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 I can't get you out of my mind. What crazy stuff. She looks so tough. I had to follow her all the way home. Then things went bad. Met her dad, he said,
"You better leave my daughter alone."
Well, I couldn't sleep a wink for trying. I saw the rising of the sun, and all night long my heart was crying. Why, you're the one.
You're the one.
Out of my mind. Younger. Oh, oh, oh.
Saturday afternoon with the Coasters and Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Daily newscast, Friday afternoon update. I'm Mary Sherman. The Supreme Court struck down a federal ban on bump stocks approved by former President Donald Trump. The devices convert semi-automatic weapons to ones capable of firing hundreds of rounds per minute. The ATF attempted to ban the attachment after a gunman used it in the 2017 Las Vegas shooting, the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. And on Thursday, the High Court unanimously rejected a lawsuit challenging the FDA's rules for prescribing and dispensing an abortion pill. Justices said the group of doctors who sued the FDA over its approval of the drug had no standing to sue because they didn't prescribe methoprestone. The regularity of news stories with individuals being misled or even radicalized by social media brought two Colorado State University researchers to compare social media algorithms to villains in classic tragedies, such as Shakespeare's Othello. Brett Pivido explains.
In a paper published last fall, researchers examine how algorithms can transform a person's view of reality in ways that lead to detrimental actions. Platforms track user engagement with content and then feed users more.
Well, that was awkward. What happened here? Why did our news just come to a thud there at the end? Hang on a second. We'll figure out what's going on here. That was... Not very nice, was it? Oh, I see what happened. At 2 o'clock, it put Eric O'Brien in. And why do you do that? Don't do that. We want to finish this part. Do this part first. There you go. Just finish the news, and then we'll go on.
More of what they like, co-author Hamed Kari Sarimi says, even if you are following a news website like CNN or Fox, you won't see every post by those outlets. Only what the feeding algorithm thinks will maximize your engagement.
It's not about the source, even. It's about what these feeding algorithms are showing to you. So if you just go on a social media to get your news, most likely you're going to be very polarized. You see the world differently because a big part of the picture, the true picture of the world, is going to be eliminated, is going to be masked from you, because that's the job of the feeding algorithm.
The authors compare algorithms to the Shakespearean character Iago, who uses lies and manipulation to mislead Othello into murdering his wife.
Several states, including Ohio, are receiving funding to clean up legacy pollution in regions decimated by decades of coal mining. In addition to restoring the natural landscape, reducing the odds of landslides, and improving drinking water, repurposing old mined land can boost your local economies. But first, they have to be cleaned up, says Eric Dixon with the Ohio River Valley Institute.
Making them places that everyday people can enjoy without fear of some hazard, like an abandoned mine shaft or an unreclaimed strip mine.
Dixon adds advocates are pushing for good-paying, family-sustaining jobs created by the expansion of reclamation work.
The Biden administration has called for these remediation jobs to be good quality union jobs. We've started to see some of the first union contracts awarded in states like Kentucky and Ohio, and that's extremely encouraging.
The funding is the third in a series of federal investments and abandoned mine land funding allowed through the bipartisan infrastructure law passed by Congress in 2021. This is PNS.
Nine.
one getting us started here in the 2 o'clock hour, 208 Much More Music Time. I posted on social media this week, and again, social media is an absolute mess, but I posted this week, just in case he saw it, Jeremy Renner, they've been filming Mayor of Kingstown in Pittsburgh, and videoing. What do they call it now? It's not film. It's not videotape. They've been capturing. They've been filming Mayor of Kingstown in Pittsburgh, and they've been using McKeesport. So right outside our studio, they had Lyle Boulevard here in McKeesport closed last week so that they could do some shooting. I could have looked right down on the whole process there. And then this week I went into work. I work in Oakland, and there was Jeremy Renner and Mayor of Kingstown, I'm assuming again, because there were movie trailers set up everywhere. Maybe that's the train coming through right now. So I posted on social media, if Jeremy Renner wants to be on my show so badly that he's stalking me now, I mean, this is the time to do it. So Jeremy Renner, you can call 412-385-7450 if you'd like to be on the show in the next 51 minutes. For everyone else, you have to call 412-385-7450. But here's CCR on Radio 9.
Bombay, you can bet I will stay.
Jimmy Rogers, Bim Bom Bay, before that, Creedence Clearwater Revival. It is Father's Day weekend right now out at White Oak Park. I guess they are probably wrapping up their kickball cookout for Wesley Family Services. We heard from Ryan Connolly from Wesley in the first hour, but they are asking everyone, Father's Day weekend is a national campaign called the No More Campaign, urging people to say no more to domestic violence and to speak up if they see or want to report domestic violence. So good on them from Wesley Family Services, and they've had great weather for it today, 75 degrees right now. Check your forecast in less than 10 minutes or so. But it is Father's Day weekend. Tomorrow is Father's Day, so how about a couple of songs for dads? Here's Johnny Cash.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of blackland dirt. But we'd get together in a family circle, singing loud. Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother would join right in there.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there.
Cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky.
so big and strong. He goes to work each day and he stays all day long. He comes home each night looking tired and beat. He sits down at the dinner table and has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile. When he says to me, "How's my child?" I say that I've been studying hard all day in school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll call this man father. If you want to compete, because without his son, life ain't very sweet. I love this man, and I don't know why, except I'll need his strength until the day that I die. My mother loves him, and I can tell by the way she looks at him when he holds my little sister Nell. I heard her say just the other day that if it hadn't have been for him, she couldn't have found her way. I think I'll color him father. I'm gonna color him love. I've got to color him father. I think I'll color this man love. Our real old man, he got killed in the war. And she knows she and seven kids couldn't have gotten very far. She says she thought that she could never love again. And then there he stood with that big wide grin. He married my mother and he took us in. And now we belong to the man with that big wide grin. I've got to color this man father. I'm gonna color him love.
Just one day out of the year to let him know you're glad. So truly glad that he's your dad and that day's just about here.
Dear old dad, we love you so.
Dear old dad, we are glad to be here with you on this day of days, and we swear always that we will be here on this day each year. Today, Father, is Father's Day, and we're giving you a tie. It's not much we know, it's just our way of showing you we think you're a regular guy. You say that it was nice of us to bother, but it really was a pleasure to fuss. For according to our mother, you're our father, and that's good enough for us.
Today, Father, is Father's Day, a day that we all
tie that you got didn't cost such a lot, but we will give you the same tie next year.
You tell us it was nice of
bother. But it really was a pleasure to fuss through.
For they say a child can only have one father, and you are the one for us. Yes, you are the one for us.
Groucho Marx and the Ken Lane Singers on Radio 9. At 2:25, chime time. Before that, we heard from the Winstons, a one-hit wonder there with Color Him Father. I'm Jay Thurber. Groucho Marx hadn't heard of same-sex marriage. Certainly existed back then, although it wasn't recognized as such. So, and back then, they said they could only have one father. I guess genetically that's still true. But lots of guys out there being dads, and some moms being dads as well. Are you interested in owning your own home? The Free Housing Counseling Program and Mon Valley Initiative can answer questions you might have, such as, what home price can I afford? What if I have credit problems or no credit? What if I've had a bankruptcy? What are closing costs? How do I know if I qualify for a mortgage? How do I find the best interest rate? The program at Mon Valley Initiative offers pre-purchase housing counseling, group and individualized education, PHFA pre-closing housing certificates, and personalized action plans, and they're all at no cost to you. For more information, call 412-464-4000. That's 412-464-4000, or visit MonValleyInitiative.com for information about that free housing counseling program. Mon Valley Initiative, working together. What else did we want to tell you? But still waiting to see if Jeremy Renner is still in Pittsburgh. I don't even know if he is or not. He could be back in Hollywood or New York or jet-setting around the world. But if he's in Pittsburgh, like I said, he seems to be stalking me. First he was in McKeesport, and then he was in Oakland. So if he wants to be on the show that badly, he's got about 34 more minutes to be on Radio 9 this week. Otherwise, he'll have to wait until next week. So, Jeremy, if you're out there, 412-385-7450 is the Jeremy Renner-only hotline. For everyone else, the number is 412-385-7450, okay? Just in case you were wondering. New music from 21 Pilots right after the weather.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Looking for sunny skies for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 79, partly cloudy with a low of 54 overnight. Sunny and hot on Sunday with a high near 90, and then there is an excessive heat watch in effect for the entire Radio 9 listening area all next week. We've got at least 5 or 6 days of a severe heat wave in effect. It could be longer. Right now, they are not making any predictions, but they do know that next week's high temperatures will be at or above 100 degrees every single day next week. So partly cloudy, sunny and hot, partly cloudy, I guess they're saying. High 97 on Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, high 99. Juneteenth is Wednesday, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 100. Thursday, mostly sunny and hot, high near 98. Friday, more of the same, mostly sunny, hot, high near 98. The National Weather Service says that heat is one of the leading weather-related killers in the United States. It results in more than 1,000 fatalities every year. Young children and infants are particularly vulnerable. Older adults, particularly those who take certain medications, can experience multiple adverse effects. People with chronic medical conditions, such as asthma or heart conditions, also can have serious health impacts during a heat wave. Pregnant women are also at high risk. You can go to weather.gov/safety to get more heat and hot weather information and tips. But next week, a record-setting heat wave on the way for the Ohio Valley, including Pittsburgh. 75 right now in Washington County. 78 in Beaver County. It's 74 in Butler. 72 now outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morrowind in Oakland. 77 in WRCT with new music from 21 Pilots.
certain things. What I was wearing, the yellow dashes in the street. I prayed those lights would take me home. Then I heard, hey kid, get out of the road.
Find me at jthurbershow.com or check out social media, Jay Thurber Show on Facebook and Mastodon. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:32. Stay tuned to 3 o'clock for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. This is Gary U.S. Bonds on Radio 9.
No!
Chris Bonds on Radio 9.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
Jamin on Mastodon at J. Thurber Show wants to hear a little bit of Rare Wax from the Kinks. You say them, we play them. Tune is called Brainwashed. A lot of people say I could get by with just a light rinse. It's not very nice, is it? Off the album Arthur, or The Decline and Fall of the British Empire. These are the Kinks going out by request. Okay, this is incredible. I've just been told Jeremy Renner is downstairs. Hang on. Hey, stand by. Hold on. This can't be. This can't actually be. But hold on. Hold on.
When I'm feeling down, you're there to pick me up and help me to carry on. All little things mean a lot, and you
Jay Herbert
plays good guy hit
music.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Kind of a mess in here. I've been making it sort of as a joke. I've been joking that Jeremy Renner has been in town because I've seen the movie trailers in Oakland. Mayor of Kingstown gets filmed in Pittsburgh. As a lot of you know, I'm sorry. I'm rarely at a loss for words, but I can't believe this. I've been making jokes because Mayor of Kingstown is in Pittsburgh. He's shooting in Pittsburgh, I guess the third season, right? And I saw the movie trailers in Oakland, and then I know they've been shooting in McKeesport as well, right outside our studio, which is on Lyle Boulevard. And I've been joking that Jeremy Renner must be stalking me. He must want to be on my show. So I said, if you're out there, call me, and you can come down and be on the show. And so the phone rings. I thank you so much. It's such an honor to meet you.
That's all right. Pleasure is mine.
So how do you like Pittsburgh?
Well, I grew up here. I've been here all my life. And I went to college up in Meadville, but ever since then, I've lived here. So it's the only place I've ever really lived.
You don't look anything like you do on TV.
You see me on TV?
I think we've seen you on TV, yeah.
Well, it must be you've seen the commercials that I do for Renner Heating and Cooling, which was my dad's business, and that's why I stayed in Pittsburgh when I graduated from college, and I took over the business. So, we're on during the Penguins games, and then we're on, I think, during Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune on Comcast cable. You can find us. We're on Frankstown Road there in Penn Hills.
Okay, I didn't know you were doing commercials, but you were Hawkeye? In the movies, and what else? You were on SWAT. You were Mayor of Kingstown is the one that the show is a huge, massive success.
I didn't know we were on that. I knew we were on the Penguin Games and Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, but I didn't know. We were on Mayor of Kingstown, too.
You're on Mayor of Kingstown. You are the Mayor of Kingstown.
I'm not the mayor of anything. I own a Renner heating and cooling on Frankstown Road in Penn Hills. I thought that's who you wanted, Jeremy Renner, you said. You're not Jeremy Renner, then.
I am Jeremy Renner.
But you're not the Jeremy Renner.
I am the Jeremy Renner. I'm Jeremy Renner. I own Renner Heating and Cooling on Frankstown Road in Penn Hills.
But you're not the actor Jeremy Renner, is what I mean.
I never said I was the actor Jeremy Renner. I don't even know who the actor Jeremy Renner is.
He's on the Mayor of Kingstown. He was Hawkeye in the movies.
I never said I was this guy. Look at the picture there. It doesn't look anything like me.
I know it doesn't look anything because you're not Jeremy Renner.
I am too Jeremy Renner.
You're not. I'm sorry about this, ladies and gentlemen. I've gone from being very excited to being very embarrassed now.
Well, you should be embarrassed. You're a jagoff. I come down here. I got two other calls this afternoon. I got one in Monroeville. I got one in Baldwin. But I got people waiting. I got broken air conditioners. And I made a special detour down here because you wanted to talk to Jeremy Renner.
I wanted to talk to Jeremy Renner, not you.
I am Jeremy Renner. I guess that means you don't want to interview me.
No. No, that's okay. I don't need to interview you.
Well, you wasted my time. You wasted everybody else's time. I hope you're satisfied.
Support for this broadcast comes from the City of McKeesport Fair Housing Office. Fair housing is your right, and the Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination in housing because of race, color, national origin, religion, sex, gender identity, sexual orientation, family status, or disability. That includes renting or buying a home, getting a mortgage, seeking housing assistance, or engaging in other housing-related activities. For more information about Fair Housing Act protections in the City of McKeesport, call 412-675-5020, extension 635.
What if I told you that a tornado was going to happen tomorrow, right where you live? That it would touch down at exactly 3:17 p.m., and I told you the exact path it would take. You would, of course, prepare. You would talk with your loved ones, and you'd make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a tornado will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you have a plan anyway? Visit readypa.org and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by ReadyPA, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Just texted me that I'm an embarrassment to the station. Where have you been for the last 23 years?
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Game 4 of the best of 7 game series between the Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers is tonight in Edmonton. Alberta, and the Oilers have dug themselves quite a deficit. Three games in the hole. Tonight could be the deciding factor whether or not the Florida Panthers win their first ever Stanley Cup or the Oilers survive to fight another game. Only one team in NHL history, the 1942 Toronto Maple Leafs, overcame a 3-0 Stanley Cup final to win the title. Elsewhere in the world of sports, it's the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Colorado Rockies tonight at 9 o'clock. Pirates beat the Rockies last night by a score of 5-2. And elsewhere, what do we want to tell you about the NBA Finals? A blowout victory for the Dallas Mavericks last night. They defeated the Boston Celtics 122-84 to avoid elimination and force a Game 5 in the NBA title series.
Steel City weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Heat wave is coming next week. Dangerously high temperatures in the upper 90s and possibly over 100 next week. We've got one more day until the onslaught. Sunny skies today with a high of 79. Sunny and hot on Sunday, high of 90. Monday, sunny and hot. An excessive heat watch is in effect for the entire listening area. High of 97 on Monday, and that's going to continue all next week. Right now, just ahead of much more music, it is 76 in Washington County, 75 in Butler, 77 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 78 at WRCT.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Stay tuned. Smooth, Relaxing and Easy is coming up next. I'll see you 1 week from now. I'm Jay Thurber. Until then, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but it smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one heck of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Eric O'Brien coming up next here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It is 3 o'clock.
Bye-bye.
Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine. Smile.
ERTV.com. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Eric O'Brien welcomes you to ease the stress of your day with smooth, relaxing, and easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer. Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and wieners. Then lock the house up, now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis. As cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You'll wish that summer could always be here. Don't have to tell a girl and fella about a drive-in or some romantic movie scene. Why, from the moment that those lovers start arriving, you'll see more kissing in the cars than on the screen. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You wish that summer could always be here. You wish that summer could always be here.